few hundred years ago, people had a simple explanation for everything. God did it, caused it, or allowed it. Then, with the Renaissance and Enlightenment, natural science came to the fore, and people began to want a rational explanation for everything. And when a rational, logical explanation wasn't forthcoming, then an explanation had to be found, even if it made no sense. That, in summary, is what conspiracy theories are all about, ranging from the Knights Templar in the 12th century to Jeffrey Epstein. In any traumatic event that produces emotional responses, we want an explanation. But sometimes life is not that simple, and explanations are difficult to come by. Add to this lack of information a general distrust of politicians, government, and business, and it's easy to see how rumors and speculation grow. There is also a tendency to not believe that an important event could have a simple cause. When a president is assassinated or a city attacked, we have a hard time believing a lone gunman or a few terrorists could carry out such far-reaching events. Humans also have a hard time believing in randomness. Again, with the advent of a high degree of certainty in the natural sciences, we have come to expect such inevitability in the social sciences as well. Thus, we seek explanations and certitude where there may not be any. Occam's razor says if there are two explanations, the simplest is probably the correct one. Carl Sagan said extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. Hanlon's law says never attribute to malice what can be better explained by incompetence. And my favorite, a quip that may or may not have been made by Sigmund Freud, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. I'm Larry Burris.